any kind, almost every time that I get up to talk with you about the thing, but really, I don't have no apologies to make for nobody for a statement of fact. Another thing, I don't have to. I want you to realize this. Now, of course, those of you that are familiar with the school and have been here from time to time know this.
Mm-hmm.
See, because I have said it so many times. Now, I don't have to ask nobody no information about nothing. I'm not trying to read up on that. Understand? Nobody here walking around in Los Angeles or nowhere else can teach me a thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's now, right. That sounds bad. Mm-hmm. I know that it does. If somebody would have got up and said a thing like that to me before I had had the vision and the revelation, why, more than likely, I would have been insulted.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And got mad about it, too. And probably said some of the things about it that they said about me for saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been cursed out. I've been beat up.
Mm-hmm.
See? Almost anything and everything has happened to me. You understand? Almost everybody that comes along disagrees with me. Now, I'm just coming right straight out from the shoulder and tell you that. Now, you have seen for yourself with the 35 years that we've had this school. Now, we have permitted everybody to come along. Skeptics, atheists, agnostics, infidels, liars, backbiters, hypocrites, old broken down preachers, and everything. Now, they'll all have a chance. Isn't that right? Nobody excluded. Now, that ought to be bad. And one of the first things that they say when they come here to this school, they're going to tell you something wonderful, something you don't know. You understand? Well, it's expedient for it to be like that. You see what I mean? And I'll admit that it does look like I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Sure it does. And according to what is said out there against me and all the different teachers and preachers said to be sent of God, according to that statement, I am wrong. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't mind telling you that. You see? Well, why don't you mind telling me that? Because I've got something behind it to prove.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
It ain't just a matter of getting up there batting my gun together.
That's right.
That's all right. That's all right.
You understand? I carry stuff along with me. Ain't that right?
That's right.
Boss is right there to take up for himself. And it's been that way for 35 years.
Right.
Now, if I get up here and tell you a story of the world or the history of the world that's been going on for 35 years, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Everything that's going to happen, whether why, you take it any way you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You can't argue with facts like that. You see what I mean? I can't argue with the moon, sir. Now, I told you in the year 1931, I had a vision of Revelation.
Right.
Now, these charts are the results of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've drawn them out here and illustrated. They've been everywhere. You understand? They've been put up against everybody's work. He's been stuck up against the Bible. That's where they come from.
Right.
Put up beside of you. Put up beside of every so-called enemy. There's no such thing as inanimation.
Right.
You understand? But every inanimate, a so-called inanimate, an animated object and thing in the universe. And nobody has been able to refute it.
That's right.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's why there's a school here. See? Now they're not going to stand for us to go out there and teach the things that we teach down here. So then we're forced, Bishop, into having a school.
That's right.
And notice we didn't say a church. We said a school. Now listen, the true divine etymological or the original meaning of the word church is congregation or assembly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You are sitting in a congregation. You see what the difference is? Now I don't ask them to just call someone to come along and say something about, well, you take my word for it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that.
That's right.
When I tell you something, I say you have been teaching for 35 years, you make it true.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if I can't prove it, then don't you accept it.
Right.
And then don't you just come along and say, yeah, I believe that just in order to be in harmony with me, agree with me.
Right.
As long as it isn't a reality in your life.
Right.
See?
Mm-hmm.
I don't appreciate you agreeing with me.
Right.
Now that ought to be fair. Wouldn't you say so?
That's right.
I don't know how you could be any fairer than that.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Then always somebody said, well, did you read somebody? I don't have to read.
That's right.
Now so far as Brooks is concerned, there isn't anybody that you can walk in my home.
That's right.
And we used to carry them in the school all around the walls. Isn't that right?
That's right.
And anybody of any historical importance that ever lived in this world, up to this, we had it right in the school room.
That's right.
You see the point? Now, we're not playing. We don't want to have no front. This is the last go around. That's as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any reason to get up and tell you no lie. I don't receive a salary.
Right.
And so therefore I don't have to make no compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, well, I'm going to get sore and I'm not going to come back. That's up to you. I remember one time when Yahshua the Messiah said, standing in the synagogue in Capernaum. He said, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you shall have no life in it. They said, that's a hard saying. Who can hear that?
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
That's right.
And from that very day, many of them went back on him, and there's no record of where they followed him anymore at all.
Mm-hmm.
And even his own disciples, 12 disciples, they griped about him.
That's
and
right.
Then he said to them, will you go also?
Mm-hmm.
One of the boys spoke up and said, see, there's nowhere to go seeing you have the words of eternal life.
Right.
You see? Now, this is not a sociological function.
Right.
Mm. See? Understand? And I want you to understand it clean and clear. We wrote it out here in a few words here. That the moderator gets up and reads it every meeting. Try that over again. Please. Now you listen this time.
Right. Number one, to find and know Yahweh as he really is and as he actually exists. Number two, to form a nucleus of universal brotherhood of humanity without distinction of race, creed, sex, caste, or color. Number three, to investigate the unexplained spirit law, or so-called law of nature, and the powers latent in man. Number four, to encourage and promote the study of the scriptures, comparative religions, psychology, philosophy, and modern practical and occult science. Number five, to extirpate current superstition, skepticism, and ignorance. Number six, to learn, know, and understand the operation of Yahweh's eternal purpose through the dispensations and ages. Number seven, to discern and avoid being deceived by Lucifer, the serpent, the devil, or Satan, and his demons, operating the mystery of iniquity on earth through the dispensations of time. Number eight, to inherit eternal life now.
Right.
In the kingdom of Yahshua Messiah, with the hope of immortal glorification in the new first state.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can add something to that. I could have said this, whether we were Democrats or Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
See, and a whole bunch of other stuff I can add to it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Now, so far as your political party is concerned, it doesn't make any difference with that. What your color is makes no difference. Everybody is welcome down.
Right.
Understand? And I've stood here time and time again and just blurted it out without any reservations. You understand? This is not a civil rights organization.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
This is no communist conspiracy. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
There's no cliques, no nothing behind it. And I want you to know, as Dr. Gross, who is the president of the school, have sat and heard millionaires offer me all kinds of money.
That's right.
And even, we come to Los Angeles in 58. And if I wanted to have been, see, I could have been a multimillionaire long ago.
Right, that's right.
You see? But I would have been out of favor with God to reject. Understand what I'm talking about? Now, I said enough now for you to proceed. You see, all you need is just a little knowledge. That is God is giving you when every man that he come in the world with, now you understand what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so far as tightening me up and blowing me up, trying to make something out of me,
mm-hmm.
or get me up, you understand? I don't want to be God in the world. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Not interested in that. Fact of the matter, I prefer to get down out of it rather than up in it. If I'm not trying to talk plain so you can understand what I'm talking about. Because there's so much misunderstanding about these things. Misconceptions about it. You see what I mean? Admiration of personalities and all that kind of thing. All kinds of false doctrine stuff. So, every once in a while, it becomes my duty to clarify these things. And make it known to you just like it is. And I want to tell you something else, too. If you get in this thing, you understand? I'll tell you before you get in. You understand? And try to live and defend the doctrine and all that's in the school. You're going to catch it.
That's right.
All right. You just, the Apostle Paul put it this way. He said, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. This school is no shield to escape and avoid persecution. Now this is the place where you do really catch it.
Right.
I'd advise you not to get mixed up with it at all if you are planning on trying to escape persecution. This is the worst place in the world that I know anything about that you could come. Now, have I made myself real clear?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, that ought to eliminate all asking of questions about this and that and the other. You understand? I seek to do that, to stomp out misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
See, misunderstanding. Now, I want to tell you something else. If you, or anybody else. Paul put it this way, though we are an angel from heaven,
mm-hmm.
preach any other gospel to you than that which we have already preached,
mm-hmm.
He was talking about the apostles.
Right.
Saying the end thing.
Mm-hmm.
All that he did occurred. Now, when Yahshua the Messiah resurrected from the dead and sent them out to preach, told them to stay there in Jerusalem until they received the Holy Spirit. And he told them what to go out and preach.
Right.
And if anybody comes along and wants to change that story, me or anybody else, it's wrong. Now, that's all you can get out of it.
Right.
Now, it's the same God. I'm trying to come so you can understand. The same God that started this show that will end it. That's what I've been teaching.
That's right.
Now, he didn't send me to end the world. You see what I'm talking about? He didn't send me to alter the story from what it originally was. You understand? Rather than that, I am the confirmation of it. And I do know how the thing works. See? And Robert, you can't hit me to save your life. Now, the smart thing for you just stay out of it and make a clown out of yourself. Because we do know what we're talking about now.
That's right.
And able to prove it to you.
Right.
Any kind of way you want to go. And we don't have to depend on nobody. You see what I mean? Getting all quiet in here. See. Now that's right. Now, one prophet or one teacher in no age of the world, she sensed the whole entire thing come from Yahweh. One prophet doesn't have, since he's getting it all from Yahweh.
That's right.
He don't have no business refuting or disputing. You understand what another says? Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now somebody will come along and say this, well listen, and they have asked this question. Well, does God have a body? Now I say this so that you can see.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one that does.
All right.
You don't have none. Now somebody wouldn't believe that unless you read it to them out of the book. You see what I'm talking about? Now Dr. Nespo, you just go ahead and read. Now see, I haven't told him where to read, but he's going to read it. I want to show you how familiar we are down here with the book, what's in it.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which ye have of Yahweh? Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify Yahweh in your body and in your spirit, which are his.
Now you say that.
You're right.
And I tried my best to tell you. He carried with you the very best. It's possible for you to know the truth. Now, I'm going to tell you this. There's a lot of error, a lot of erroneous things in the world. Now, that's no surprise to God either. They're supposed to be here. You understand? They're supposed to be here. All these erroneous doctrines and whatnot, they're supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And if they wasn't here, there'd be something wrong with it. They're supposed to be the boys. You understand? Political and ecclesiastical.
Mm-hmm.
Religious wars. Military fights. Combat. You understand? This is supposed to be. And there ain't anybody gonna run out here and say it. See, and instead of him sending somebody to get it straightened out, he comes himself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm talking about? There's nobody to do nothing like that. That is, if I got the story straight, right? There's nothing happened at no time that he can't overcome. And everything's going on just fine. You see, according to his paper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it's gone far enough, Satan has gone far enough with his deception, his deceiving folks, and political battles, kingdoms rising up against kingdoms, and nations against nations. Why did this happen? Paul said that in the 17th chapter of Acts of the Apostles. And Yahweh had appointed a day. Where he shall judge the world in righteousness. How's that going to be done? By that man. What man? Yahshua, the Son. You understand? And listen, when he's revealed from heaven, everybody will know it. Yes, I know that the Spirit in you and in everybody that has the Spirit, the right Spirit, see, is him in you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. In this mortal body. And I did say mortal, I did not say immortal.
All right.
Let's make it clean and clear. Now, when he's revealed from heaven, let's see. Now, a lot of people that don't have that straight either, they think that when you say reveal from heaven or something else like that, they're standing around looking up in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
See?
That's
you
right.
Get it now?
Yeah.
And we just get all confused. That's how all these doctrines come about.
Right.
It's because we're not able to interpret. Correct. Now, let me say this. In this school, I want to talk about prayer for a minute.
Yeah.
See, in this school,
mm-hmm.
you see, we don't teach prayer like the other fellows do.
Right.
We don't teach it that way. See? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know they don't understand
mm-hmm.
in this school. Do people come in here all the time? They don't understand what we're talking about. I know they don't. And as I told you, I'm 72 years old. I've been from coast to coast and all over. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much this country. And I've met some of the most brilliant, academically trained men there is on earth.
Mm-hmm.
You see, not only me, quite a lot of few of the students out of this school.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I've taught doctors, I've taught lawyers,
mm-hmm.
I have taught scientists,
mm-hmm.
you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I've taught everything. And them that know me, see, will tell you that I don't seek no glory, no praise, no honor. See, my total primary objective is to glorify God. Yahshua the Messiah. Now I'm giving it to you straight, folks. That's plain, easy to be understood at all. You understand? I cannot do nothing. You understand? I don't deserve no praise, no praise. See, I'm reluctant for you to give it to me. You don't have to tighten me about nothing. Now, the only way I can see when I try to speak these things, you know, in the course of a discourse, oftentimes you're misunderstood. So that this is the way I'm talking to you now, the only way I can talk to you. You see? And nobody, I haven't seen nobody since I had the vision in the revelation. I haven't seen nobody that understood what I was talking about to disagree with. I have not seen them. I've seen people come in and look around. If Sister Wendy was back there, these are her words. When she looked at some of these dogs, they looked like scrambled eggs. And others, even of the school when we first started, looked at and got Scrotum sitting over there. See, he studied. Now, this was the first. He looked at it and all I could say, you know, he didn't understand. Did you learn anything? Just did not understand it. And he didn't understand it just by sitting in no one class either. Now, I'll soon be through. Okay, but I thought it was my duty for the benefit of others who sit in this audience, which is a few minutes. I'll sit down and let them speak as they see fit. You understand? But I just think it's my duty to get up and to make these statements. Now, we've gotten them out of cancer. See? We've got them sitting here looking me in the face. It had so many bones broken in their body. You understand? All kinds of things have happened. Time would fail me to tell you about it. That has went along with this vision and this revelation that was given to me. I can't argue with it myself. It's verified and confirmed in that Bible. Now listen, let me tell you this. So far as prophecy is concerned, Dr. Gross, would you mind standing up? This man right here. See? And then take your Bible. See? And tell you what's in your Bible, how it functions and how it operates, and tell you the history of the world. Now you can learn that. You understand? Those are things that we seek to teach down here. Do you see what I mean? It's possible for you to know. It would be unfair on the part of God, you understand, to make a man give him such a limitation of knowledge, you understand, and then turn around, see, because he was stupid and ignorant and had no way to find out nothing, and then send him to the fiery furnace or to Sheol or Hades or the grave. Yeah, just fix it any kind of way you want to fix it, whichever suits you the best, or to the lake. Now that would be unfair. Do you see what I mean? There is a way to detect and to understand and to know truth like it is.
Right.
Now folks, it's your soul. You understand? It's your soul. My job is telling you the truth just like it is. See, you are the judge. Protect, refute, or whatever you want to do. Now that's the way we have done for 35 years. Isn't that right, my beloved? Okay. Thank you, Dr. Gross. Now that's the way it is. I would like you, as you came there in the rundown when the Master of Sunset stood up here and read, said to form a nucleus of universal brotherhood of humanity without distinction of race, sex, caste, or color. Is that right?
Right.
See? To study comparative religion. See? We tell you to study everything under the sun.
Right.
Right. We don't say everything under the sun is right. That kind of thing. You see. Now you know as well as I do. There's a whole lot of different sects and cults and creeds out here.
Right.
And every satanic spirit incarnated in a physical body wants you to join up with his group.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
And he tell you, whatever group you're in, he tell you what is wrong and make you get in line.
Right.
Now, I don't have no church.
Right.
For nobody. See? I didn't die to save nobody.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean? Somebody said, well, you don't understand divine psychology. Yes, I do. I know as much about it as you do. And I've been able to prove it, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
You don't understand astral projection. You don't understand the psychological part. How does the spirit, God, you understand that? I know anything about it, you know. See? I should have told men what they thought.
That's right.
Answer that question even before they can ask. You got me out of it. See? I know why you think what you think.
Right.
See? There's no place I haven't been. Know everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're blowing.
Yeah.
You see? Well, that's what it amounts to.
That's right.
If you want to talk about God in a person,
mm-hmm.
if you want to talk about the Holy Spirit, isn't it universal?
Right.
And if I don't know, I have no business up here trying to tell somebody something. You get the point? We ask you to come on and go to heaven. I don't know nothing about it. So, well, we just go on and see what the end is.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what the end of these 7 acres is. And I'll tell you what the end of that is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you right from here, you can investigate all you want. That's blessed.
That's right.
Now you better find out something about this. And as I said, say I'm speaking to you calm, true, correct. I speak to you plain, easy to be understood, simple words.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's what this school is all about. We tried to break into organization. We want their cooperation. See, this is a school for any and everybody. We don't care nothing about your sect. And we don't care nothing about what church you come from.
Right.
This whole audience is made up with people from some church.
Mm-hmm.
Roman, Catholic, Protestant, you name it. And we got them all over the country.
You see what I mean?
I worked it went all over the world.
Right.
Every nook and corner of the world. All the religious organizations have got a message from us. For your information.
Right.
Get it now?
Mm-hmm.
Have I got the thing this way straight? Oftentimes people say, well, how many belongs to you? How many people have you got in your group? You understand? Well, let me tell you about that. See, you might sit that back there at the door, as the clerk does, and count the number of the people who's in attendance here tonight. And I wouldn't dare. I would tell you all in what they all be, regardless of how long they've been around. See, some of them have been around here a long time. They're just lost as anybody else. You see? And going to meet the same thing in the dirt. So you don't count it that way. You look at that at all. Now, let me say this. I told you that I had a vision and I had a revelation. Roger, it's no problem. I can judge with what you meant that I have got right here now. Take this book and explain from Genesis to Revelation.
That's right.
So quit mess time 1 hour and send you away from here. I can do that. I've done it many times. And I say you can do the same thing. Yes, I know there's a lot of self-conceited people. A lot of people think, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'll be bad and dead. Go. You understand? They look at me. You understand? I've gotten off the trains and I've claimed different things, you know, and people looking for great Dr. Henry C. Kennedy, and I come along and they overlook me just right on. Yes, I've done it. There wasn't nothing like this. I've had them to say, well, I get up to speak. They say, now, no, he ain't crazy. You understand? He don't look right. I know there's something wrong with that man. You say, you know how it goes, don't you now? Just be honest about it. See? Well, now, this God has chosen weak things of this world to confound the mighty. And there's not many wise and not many noble. See, now it has to be like that for him. You understand? To get some glory. Now here's the great big outstanding educator and all blowed up and cussed up in himself. Paul was one of them kind of fellas. Okay. Isn't that right? Brought up at the foot of Gamaliel. And he's the very man that said, not many wise, not many noble at all. God has chosen the weak things of this world to confound the mighty. See, take that to prove that he is God. Ain't that right?
That's right.
You see, Dr. Harris, you went to medical college. You got all the necessary degrees and whatnot.
Right.
Is that right? See, you've been at that licensed doctor out there practicing. He owns in Springfield, Robinson in Springfield, and many others. And some more around here. You understand? Now, things that doctors ordinarily work with, see, I never went to college. I told you many times. I never even went to have somebody to dinner. You understand? Yeah. Now, here comes wrong with person with cancer, muscular dystrophy. You understand? And many contagious disease. Broken bones and everything else. You understand? And just walk along. Don't ain't smell no oil on nobody neither. Went past the drugstore and getting some olive oil. Now that ain't in no book.
Mm-hmm.
See? And just speak the words. Now you know I can't do nothing like that. You see? And if there's something bad, it does happen. You understand? Then you ought to have brains and intelligence enough to know that it wasn't me. You really don't even need good sense for that.
All
right. Do you get the point? Mm-hmm. That's a demonstration of the spirit of the works of God. Mm-hmm. You understand? You go here to the library. You can read that great big library down here. You understand? Mm-hmm. None of the boys have been able to explain the creation, how it come into existence.
Right.
Not a one of them. You see, large place, you see, the master mathematician and astronomer, you understand? They haven't been able to. Best, Einstein, Bach, Gernhardt, we know the boy. But now here, we put it down and illustrate it to you. See, we told you about everything. Everything that constitutes your physical body.
Right.
Ain't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Told you go about medicine, if you want to take it that way, you understand? And the construction of a human body, then you are ever going to learn that at no seminary, nobody. They don't know it even in Mayo Clinic.
Right.
That's right. You get it now? All of them things. So then you ought to be able to see by that it's not me. That man gave me pills. Feel around my pockets real good, and you might find a pill or two in there almost any time. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to discredit him or belittle him. You understand? I'm talking about God. God as he really is. You see? Which you're going to have to know.
Right.
Now there's just one thing about it. Now you're either going to have to be deceived, you understand, saved or lost. You see? Now your nationality doesn't have anything to do with your salvation.
Right.
You see? Your few dollars and nickels you got out there in the bank, that won't help you. Not at all.
Right.
Am I talking to you?
Sure.
See? Admiration of personality. Because of the advantage. That don't mean anything.
Right.
You see? Now, when you enumerate the many things that God has done through me, you understand? Such as earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
Now I told you about the presidents.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Franklin Delano Roosevelt wrote his letters. Got letters at home.
Right.
See? Told when he was going to pass out. Told when John F. Kennedy was going to pass out.
Right.
Told when John the 23rd was going to pass out.
Right.
Told when Pope Pius the 12th was going to pass out.
Right.
You understand? He told you what Pope Paul was going to do and why he was going to do it.
Right.
Now look out. What you two trying to sit around here and try to convince me about something?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody that knows any more about it than God.
Right.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
I've already told you what's going to happen to Johnson. It was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
See? You understand?
Yeah.
Now that ought to just cool it down. You understand? And let you in on the ground floor. It's your soul. You understand? And some people are just this way. Oh, good up to them. Maybe, thank you.
Well, look, if God does destroy me, it won't last but a minute or two, don't I? It don't take long to cremate somebody. It's my business what I do. You let me and my religion, I know all about that.
Right.
I'm not trying to take nobody's religion away from you. I'm just trying to tell you about it.
Right. When Messiah came along, he was a scribe. I mean, when he was walking around, it was a Palestinian and empty in here.
Mm-hmm.
There was a scribe. There was a Pharisee. There was a Sadducees. There was the Essenes. There was the Zealots. You understand what I'm talking about? All that. They didn't go along with him at all. You understand? But he went right on his way. Is that right? That
yeah.
Right on his way. We got all kinds of encyclopedias and books at my house now.
Mm-hmm.
Almost anything and anybody you can bring up. You see, it ever made a mark in this world. We got the books.
That's right.
See, we have to have it if we're going to conduct a school.
Right.
You see, boy?
Mm-hmm.
We can look them up. And listen, let me tell you something. I don't intend to read my eyes out anymore. I'm not going to do that. They don't need me reading around to see what somebody says about them. Even the Apostle Paul.
Hey.
All the apostles in the book. See, I either know or don't know. I've either got to be right or wrong, one of the two. You understand? And what Paul has written, I've got to agree with it. What John has written, I've got to agree with it. What Moses has written, I've got to agree with it. What God the Christ Messiah said, I've got to agree with that, or else be wrong.
All right.
That's all there is to it. You see the point? Now let's make it clean and clear and plain so you can understand. You see? Is that right?
Yeah.
I love them, all of them. See, I wouldn't waste my time, and as old as I am, and as tired and beat up as I have been through the years, you understand? I wouldn't waste my time like that if it wasn't for your benefit. That's right. You understand? And you need to think. None of you, just because you've been around this a long time, 10, 15 years, and all like that. That's going to